Carver High School was placed on lockdown for more than 2 hours after Friday's shooting. The suspect, 18-year-old Christopher Lamont Richardson, was taken into custody by a school resource officer without incident. Police say the victim, 15-year-old Antoine Deshaun Porter, a football player at the school, was shot with a .38 caliber handgun. Authorities say the shooting was a result of an ongoing dispute between Richardson and Porter. 14-year-old Amari Crowell is a freshman at Carver. He was one of several students who were waiting to re-enter the school after a routine fire drill Friday afternoon. He says he can't shake what he saw.
The first time I thought somebody had popped a lighter and I saw the smoke and everybody just started looking around. And then I heard the second shot and I saw the smoke and I just started running behind one of my football teammates.
Crowell's among hundreds of students at Carver heading back to class today after Friday's terrifying event. Seniors Acacia Davis and Alexis Mosley say they are worried about safety on school grounds.
I'm scared, but I'm going
to go. It's kind of paranoid and just it's going to be really like frantic and looking around everywhere, not really sure, and just a lot of different emotions. We recently had another gun incident, so this just makes it more horrifying.
This is the second time a gun has made its way onto school grounds at Carver within the past year. Police say in January they found a gun in a student's backpack. City Police Chief Barry Roundtree credits Tim Wilson, the SRO on duty, for responding so quickly to the situation and securing the scene. Students Tyler Hamilton and Carl Jones say they want to see more police protection around their school.
Maybe some more SROs into the building, as in we need to get some more police officers to be on duty.
I see it out in the streets. I don't want that to come to the school I go to because I want to learn stuff, and I can't learn with all these guns shooting and stuff going on.
It's a good school.
Several parents, like Michael Miles, say they are also worried about safety at Carver High School. He would like to see metal detectors placed at school entrances.
This has got to stop. And I'm an alumni of Carver, and this stuff wasn't heard of back in the 70s. You know, they need to do something about this. I'm thinking about pulling my son out of the school.
But school officials say parents and students should not have a knee-jerk reaction to the shooting. Ronald Travis is the principal at Carver.
It saddens me deeply as the principal here. It affected my babies, to be quite honest with you. But I want to make it perfectly clear here. We do not serve a student body here that has to be patrolled with armed guards. That's not Carver. Carver High School has never been that place. Carver High School will never be that place, regardless of popular opinion.
Beverly Emery, the superintendent of Winston-Salem Forsyth County Schools, says Carver is as safe as any other school in the district. School officials believe the last school shooting in the district occurred in the late 1960s. She says school officials are working closely with law enforcement.
Over the years since Columbine, metal detectors have come and gone. I think some of that's the practical nature of how do you get 600, 700, 800 kids through metal detectors every morning. And I also am under the understanding that they're not 100% accurate. So certainly when we have an incident like this, we're going to debrief. We're going to look at all the options. We use it to learn. What do we need to do differently? Are there things we can do to make our kids safe?
Many Carver High School students say they plan to wear their school colors this week, blue and Vegas gold, to show their support for their school and the two students involved in last week's shooting.
My name is Brittany Peebles.
I feel like really bad at what happened, but I just want to pray for the family of the victim and everything, you know, and just hope nothing like this happens again because it really shows our school. We're stereotyped a lot, so it's like it kind of puts us further down, and we tried to come up, you know, test scores and everything, and it kind of like just sets us back.
Police say Richardson is charged with carrying a concealed weapon, possession of a firearm on school property, assault with a deadly weapon inflicting serious injury, and discharging a firearm within city limits. His court date is scheduled for September 26th. In the meantime, the Buildings and Grounds Committee of the school board will hold a public meeting on September 10th to discuss ways to enhance safety in the public school system. Carrie Brown, WFDD News.